your season's been interesting. You know, not a great fall, but you've picked it up here, you know, recently. What's caused the turnaround?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone would have agreed we had a disappointing fall. But I think when I look back, you know, the core of our lineup graduated last year. We had three All-Americans in Castillo, Biondi, and Lynn all graduate. And there was just a bunch of new guys that had to fill the void. And maybe they needed to get comfortable, a little more experience. And but, man, the work ethic and the attitude and the effort and the optimism has been incredible. And, you know, it's kind of caught up to us this spring. And we've had four wins, which is pretty incredible at the University of Florida.
I'm going to spout some numbers out thanks to Matthew in Sports Information here. You won six tournaments this year, back-to-back to end the year. Second straight year with six wins. That's pretty consistent.
Yeah, it's you know, if you would have told me that in August, I would have been very shocked. But these guys won't be denied. They are young, but they've been so hungry, and it has been a different work ethic than I've ever seen from any team I've ever had. And they just, you know, whether we win or have a disappointing week, they've come home and got after it. And it's really fun to be around and exciting to be a part of. And now, you know, we've got the best time of year. The SEC championship every year is my favorite week. The conference does a great job and gives these guys a great opportunity. And I want to see how our guys perform.
You know, one of the great things about your sport is that, you know, you can compete in the fall and, you know, maybe not do so well, but you can continue to get better. And that's Jack Turner. You know, good future ahead of him. What's caused the freshman to play so well here of late?
Yeah, Jack, you know, I always just one of my beliefs that was instilled to me from Coach Knight, who got me into coaching and was my boss and coach for a long time at UNLV, was a freshman's got to earn it. And Jack really had to earn it this year. There was actually probably a couple tournaments that he deserved to go to, where he kind of got the short end of a stick for, you know, maybe a senior or someone who's been around a little bit. But he's been so persistent. He's continued to play well in our qualifyings at home. And there came a point this spring where I remember he shot 64 in the final round of qualifying. It was just like, all right, we got to put him in. And then we put him in, and you take him to the Schenkel, and the team wins, and we finish – or he finishes in the top 15, so he gets another shot at Calusa last week. The team wins again, and he finishes third. So he's just forced his way in the lineup, and Dak's got maybe the best swing, golf swing, pure technique I've ever had of any player.
Wow.
He's just super pure, and he's had to learn, you know, some of the polish and the extra stuff of the game. Coach Dudley Hart's done an amazing job with him. He spent a lot of time walking with Jack on the golf course, and they've been a great team together, and it's paying off for us. And Jack has become, you know, an integral part of this team. I'm super excited for him.
I've never been one that could have this question answered because of the way I play the game, but you just mentioned about, you know, tinkering with a swing or whatever. But there's also the mental aspect of this game. Are they equally important? Is mental over physical? How do you look at that?
Man, it's a tough one because you've got to have the physical. You know, I think you're going to get out on the range on the PGA Tour on any given week, and all those guys have a certain amount of technical and physical abilities. But to be great at this level or the next level, you absolutely have to have the mental part. So I think you can play at maybe a lesser physical level. You can't play at a lesser mental level. So I think, you know, going back to Jack Turner, Jack just came into the University of Florida maybe a little shy, a little afraid to maybe be really confident in himself. And I've leaned on him big time this year. I said, dude, by the end of this year, by kind of March, April, May, you need to be cocky. That's how you can survive at this school and in this conference, and he's really worked on it, and his teammates have helped, but he's getting there, you know, mentally and believing in himself, and it's paying off, and I think that kind of holds true for the entire team this year. You know, probably not a lot of people thought we were going to be very good, but we believed in ourselves, and we've turned in a pretty amazing regular season.
Certainly have. J.C. Deacon, our guest here, Gator Men's golf coach, they're getting ready to start the SECs. Last time the Gators repeated as SEC champs, 93-94. Have you mentioned that to the team?
No, that it's kind of been cool this year because, yeah, we won the SEC and we won the national championship last year, and we had six wins and had that great season. But it's such a different team and roster that it doesn't even feel like, you know, it's the same guys with those same expectations. So we're just trying to take every week. This is going to be the first ever SEC championship for three of our guys this week that are in the starting lineup. So, you know, it's a new experience and the best conference in college golf without a doubt. And so it'll be a new test for them. And Duds and I are sure excited to see how they respond.
If people have not played Sea Island, tell me about the course.
Well, I guess going back to my earlier comment about it being my favorite week of the year every year, I think the golf course has a big part of it. Sea Island has two courses, and we get to play the seaside course every year, so it's right on the water for probably about half the holes. They have the RSM Classic there every year, which is a annual PGA Tour stop in October, and they have the golf course in as good or better condition than they do for those guys. So it's firm, it's fast, it's green, it's perfect. So our guys are really treated to something special. And as soon as you pull into that property, you can feel the grandness of what's going on.
Green is good. Green is good, JC. I'll end with this.
Good for golf.
Yeah, it is. For those who don't know, and I did not know this, Toronto Maple Leaf fan. Begin postseason with Boston today. Now, I'm a Ranger guy, but tell me about your Maple Leafs.
Yeah, it was ingrained into me when I was a little kid, and I'm probably the biggest Toronto Maple Leaf fan you can find. So I think it helps me this time of year because it kind of keeps my mind away from thinking about golf 24/7. But we're playing Boston. I think everyone in the city of Toronto hates Boston sports, so it's a perfect matchup for round one. We're actually down 1-0. We lost game one on Saturday, so game two is tonight in Boston, and we got to find a way to win one. So I'm number 34, Austin Matthews. I'm counting on him having a big game tonight.
Yeah, I should have known that because the Rangers just played the first game yesterday and won. So, yeah, what was I thinking?
That's right.
Good year for you, and hopefully it's going to be a better one as the postseason begins here for you. Wish you luck, and we'll get you back.
Thanks. You've been really good luck in the past, Steve, so let's hope it keeps carrying on here.
I hope it does, JC. Thanks, man. JC Deacon, Gator Men's golf coach. Really good guy. He's done a really good job